What do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Casket.
And do you remember what your parents called it?
What?
Coffin.
Yeah, a coffin. Okay.
It looks like he's doing funny things. It's alright. What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
Branch. Creek, smaller than a river.
Alright. Now, let's see, you said a branch or a...
Creek, smaller than a river.
Now, would a branch or a creek be bigger?
Or the creek would be bigger than the branch.
Okay. Now, is there anything smaller than a branch? It's flowing water.
No, I can think of.
Okay. What do you call a grassy country down around the seacoast?
Elbert Lane.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders to keep his pants up?
Gallison. A suspenders.
Okay. Do you remember which word your parents used?
Both.
Both. Okay. What do you call gravy? This is gravy that's not thickened, that you make by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat like ham.
Thickened gravy?
No, it doesn't have thickening in it.
What?
Red eye gravy.
That comes from ham.
Yes, sir.
Red eye okay. Gravy.
What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
And what do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout? And they used to run around wild, I think.
Oh, wild hog?
Okay. Have you ever heard these things called...
Razorback?
Fine. Have you ever heard them called piney woods rooters?
Yes.
And are they all the same thing?
Yes. So far as I'm concerned.
What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes that you might get from going barefooted?
Athlete. Foot.
Granage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Granage. Well, now, what would the difference be between those two?
Well, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have...
I've had athlete foot.
We've had granage when we was kids growing, coming up.
Well, that's been a long time ago. I can't remember that far back.
Well, would you say that word for me?
Ground it?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. What do people call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
Okay.
White lightning.
And what do people call whiskey that has the tax stamp on it, but it's real cheap? It's cheap and it's bad for you or something, but it's...
All of it's bad for
well,
you.
Well, I know, but I mean, what I'm trying to get at is, would you ever...
Gin?
Call, no, Popskull or Rot?
Oh, that's Popskull. That's same as moonshine.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's just a little meaner.
But same stuff.
Yeah.
Cheap stuff.
What do you call all those things that children like to play with?
Toys.
I'm going to give you, this is the verb business, and I'm going to give you a word and then a sentence to put it in. Now, if we were talking about climbing trees, the word is climbing, you might ask me, has that tree over there ever been?
That tree ever been climbed?
Yes, sir. And I might answer, yes, yesterday a boy, what the tree?
Climbed a tree.
Fine. If we were talking about riding a horse, you might ask, has that horse ever been...
Been ridden?
And I might say, yes, yesterday someone...
Rode him.
If we were talking about ringing a bell, you might ask, has that bell ever been...
Rung.
And I might say, yes, this morning they...
Told it.